Taf Nuvav and Aleph. We'll speak a little bit about the six things that Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda did. Some of them, it says three of them they agreed to him, three of them they didn't agree to him. We have this is in here, it's in the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. In the Mishnayis, in the printed Mishnayis, it's one of the Mishnayis in this Perek. The Mefarshim say that really it's not a Mishnah, it's really from the Tesefta. Somehow it got into the Mishnayis that was written, even in the times of the Mefarshim. And the Rambam says he's going to explain it because it's important. So, the three things that Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda did, one of them was he was Gir at Samish Shel Aviv Al Mita Shel Chavolim. When his father died, he would drag the bones of his father on a rope, a bed of ropes. He didn't have a mechubadik, a bed for the Levaya. He did it specifically, not Ba'ifin Shel Kavin, because his father was a Rasha. So Rashi says two reasons. Rashi says to for a kapara, and then Rashi says it's a kiddush Hashem. She's gana arisha v'yivasu harishon. It's a kiddush Hashem that people who do bad things should get a gnai for it, and that way the rishon won't do it. It's interesting why he said mishum kapara first, because some sefer like points out that stam say you don't get a kapara stam by being dragged, because it's not such a bad einish that you should get a kapara. The kapara is that people see that people are mevazir rishon, and then they learn from it, and it makes a kiddush Hashem, and people learn not to be rishon, so that caused the schus, and you will guide them to the schus, that's what makes the kapara. Al kapanim, Rashi says this, and Rashi in Sanhedrin only brings the thing of the kiddush Hashem of yivasir or rishon. So there is a shailah, Rashi there in Sanhedrin says that why didn't he have a din of kibbanav? So Rashi says, because v'nasi ba'amcha le'sar ba'isim ha'isim ha'amcha, his father was not ha'isim ha'isim ha'amcha, there's no din of kibbutav. But there's a shita say Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim Perek, Vav Alachi and Aleph, that even if father is a Rosh and a Baal Averis, still there's a din of kibbut and mayur ha'av. And as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Sif Yud Ches, but the Tur, and also the Smag, argues on the Rambam, and says, no, if you're not Eisim Eisim Amcha, there's no Niki B'Rav. And that's what the Ramah Paskin, Mechalikus Mecham B'Nei Ramah. So this Rashi, and L'chay this Gemara, is L'chay not like the Rambam, right? Why was he, if you say it was Ki B'Rav, so how could he be Mevazah's father, even though he's a Rasha? So the Tferes Yisrael, the Mishnayah says, that the Pshat is that the Rambam only means when he's alive. Once he's dead, there's no din of kibbutav if he's a Rasha. And he wants to answer other kashas. The Gemara in Bava Metzia and also in Bava Kama say that if a father, someone borrows beribis, he lends beribis, I mean, and he has something which he got back beribis, and it's a davar masuyim, he could see that it's something which is from ribis, so they have to return it because of kibbutav. They don't have to return the ribis that he had, but if it's a davar masuyim, they have to return kibbutav. So the Gemara says, what do you mean if he lend the ribis, he's a Rasha? So there's no din of kibbutav. So the Gemara there says he did tshuva, so why did he return it? Because he didn't have a chance. That's what the Gemara says. See, before there's no kibbutav if he's a Rasha. So already the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam and the Radvaz also, they answered that's only Mechaim. Lecha Misa, the Rambam agrees that by a Rosh, there's no kibbutav. The Rambam that says that there's kibbutav by a father that's a Rosh is Mechayim, not Lecha Misa. So that's already like the Tiferes Yisrael is saying that you wouldn't have. Now, some Seif asks really the other way. He says, according to Rashi, that there's no din of kibbutav, say he's a Rosh. So what was the Chiddush HaHaydalai? He's Mevaz a Rosh. That's a wonderful thing. What was the controversial thing that you needed the HaHaydalai for? So he says, because he also got B'Zayinis from it. So Bazayan to go advertise that your father's a Rasha. So maybe shouldn't have been Mavaza himself. He's a Melech. Melech Shemachal al Kavodi and Kavodi Machal. Kamash Molna, Skiddush Hashem, it was the right thing to do. That's about Girat Samah Shalavit. Now there's also, we have the Ganas Sefer Refuah Svahidulai, that he put aside the Sefer Refuah. So Rashi here says, Avar Shaloy Elibim Nichna al Chalim Mishab Miyad. They didn't have humility because they were sick, because they got healed too quickly. And Brachas, he says, it dropped different. He says they weren't Mevakash Rachamim. They wanted him to daven. So the Rambam Pirshut Nais is Mayrach. He doesn't like this pshat at all. He says the Sefer Refuas was something with Kishif, and you weren't allowed to use the Refuas. So why did they have it in the first place? They had it in the first place to know it. It says, you're not allowed to learn Kishuv to do it. We're allowed to learn Kishuv just to know it. So they used to read the Sefer Refuos, even though they're forbidden Refuos, you're not allowed to do these Refuos, but they had to know what they were. But afterwards, when people started actually doing them, that you can't do. And Chizkiyahu was gone and said, that was one thing. He also says another possibility, that could be the Sefer Refuos had antidotes for poisons. So since they had to have an antidote for poison, they had to describe the poison. And when they described the poison, they taught you how to make the poison. So people weren't supposed to learn how to make poison from the book, but some people did, and they poisoned other people because of this book. So that's why he was going to Zit. And he says, how come I'm explaining this such arichus? Because I heard a pshat, they told me a pshat, that the vart is because that he should daven. I think that's ridiculous. He says, it's mamish silly. How would anyone say such a stupid pshat? Chizkiyahu would think of such a thing, and especially as the people with him, we made it him. He says, a person has to do medicine, just like he has to eat. Let's say a person has a tremendous sickness, he's starving. And you tell him, no, we don't want to give you food, we want you to daven. You give him food, and he'll thank Hashem that he got him the food. Same thing, you give him the medicine, he'll thank Hashem that they gave him the medicine. You don't do refuah because of a tachan. That's what the Rambam says. He's very, very upset at this pshat. But Rashi says the pshat, and the Rambam himself says that people told him the pshat, it means Rishonim told him the pshat. So the Chazon Ish in his Sefer Emunah B'Tachan Perikei Yisei says he thinks that's the right pshat. This is the Mekubal Dik of pshat. And the Rambam is dimyon to food. He says, not a dimyon. Food is something which everybody needs. It's a universal need. And Hashem made the inyan of eating. It's a halakha inyan. It says in the Mishnah, in Avash, Shleisha, Sheyashu, V'achlu, V'yesh B'nei, D'Vitayr, Z'aychuk, Shulchanesh, Shulmakim, L'achila, V'tzadik, Z'mamash, L'achim, Mizbech. But sickness is not a natural thing. Sickness is an einish. And what are you supposed to do when you get an einish? You're supposed to do tshuva and tefillah. So what are you doing your foods for? The Gemara says that there's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach. It says that the Ein Darkish Me'al Nebu Refuos Al Shinogu. Rashi says they really shouldn't be doing refuos. They should do tshuva. The Gemara says that Daya says no. Parapa Yerapa Mekanik Mishus Lareifu Larapas. So there's a Ramban Alater. It's in Mechukaisai. The Chazish Mitzayin to it. He says it's Rishus. It's Rishus. The people don't have enough Petach and they can do refuah. But a real Ayven Hashem. Why would he want to do refuos? Mal reifu they save the Hashem, he says. There's no such thing. Besides Hashem da'keish, there's no reifu b'chlal. You got sick, you turn to Hashem. He's the one that made you sick. Sickness comes from Averis, and you do tshuva, and then you won't be sick. So what's the Shad Chizkiyahu was going to say for refuos? So the Chazon Ish, Aval is only for big tzaddikim. Today we really don't have such big tzaddikim. But Chizkiyahu is there. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nef Sadek Dalal, they were bakim midan ve'aber sheva, they didn't find tinek ish ve'isha tinek v'tinekis, they weren't bakim v'hilchus tum v'tara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nef Chof, sheker achen is adair yishol, v'isha hevel yif is adair yishol yeshua, isha yiris Hashem midasal is adair yishol Chizkiyahu. Compared to v'isha and Yeshua, Chizkiyahu was much, much greater. So the pshat is, they were so great, such big tzaddikim, Chizkiyahu decided, no, Adar doesn't do refuos, we just do bitachin. And by the way, that's the pshat, not like the Rambam. That's what the Rishonim learned, Rashi and the Ramban, that the pshat is that there's a real Baal B'tachin doesn't do refuos.